From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news update. Members of the One People Canoe Society are traveling this week from Alaska to North Dakota to paddle in protest over a controversial pipeline. The Standing Rock Sioux tribe has asked paddlers from around the country to show support with a float down the Missouri River. Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska President Richard Peterson says Doug Chilton and DeAndre King left on the ferry from Juneau Wednesday night.
It was kind of a last-minute deal because a lot of the folks with the One People Canoe Society are actually canoeing here to Kasan tomorrow. So they really just got together what they could. They got their Raven canoe together, and they just needed some financial support.
On Saturday, there's a ceremony in the village of Kasan for the restoration of the Sun E. Hot Whale House, but Peterson says Chilton and King decided to go to North Dakota after the chairman of the Standing Rock Tribe put out a call asking for help. Peterson says they'll be displaying a Central Council flag, and he thinks it's an important time to show support. He sees similarities with British Columbia mining and Southeast waterways. A state appeals court has found that judges can issue search warrants for blood samples in cases where motorists suspected of driving under the influence refuse to take a breath test. Friday's Court of Appeals decision came in the case of a man named David Evans. New football field-sized airships are set to arrive in Kenai as part of an Alaska company's plan to boost transport to construction sites in the state's more remote areas. The Peninsula Clarion reports that the hybrid airships from Lockheed Martin will be based on PRL Logistics' 60-acre facility in Kenai by 2019. Alaska Native organizations are calling on an interior Alaska State Fair board to address issues of minority treatment and cultural insensitivity after a performance by two rappers was cut short and the men were ordered to leave the fairgrounds. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports the groups told the Tanana Valley State Fair board in a letter that they won't support the fair until the issues are addressed. Photos surfaced Wednesday on social media sites of green bears in the Chilkoot River in the Haines area. A sow and her spring cub appear to have their heads and necks coated in bright green paint. State biologists are investigating it. There's no shortage of theories. One Facebook commenter suggested the green paint explosion was an effort to thwart trophy hunters. Another asked if it was an early homage to St. Patrick's Day, and several suggested the Bruins are showing their Haines Glacier Bear pride. The high school mascot is a green bear. But Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Carl Koch says it's most likely just a case of nosy bears getting into unsecured trash.
You see the sow's muzzle is clean and the cub's is not, and the cub's ear is completely covered. Total guess, but maybe the cub bit into like a spray can and it exploded. And if the sow had her face in something else and it covered the muzzle and protected it, but I just don't know. You know, it's hard to say. I've been sending out emails to see if anybody knows how or where it occurred.
Koch says the department won't step in to clean them off, but he says they'll keep investigating. That's the latest from the KTO Newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea.